Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and, oh, by the way, those helping in the coronavirus fight, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget those that are out there, the truckers that are getting the job done, too, out on the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller right off the bat. Let me see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from St. Pete. If you can hear me.
I can now. I can now. Go ahead, Picasso.
Well, that's good because it's all about position with phones. Denise, good morning. And I listened to the approximately 20-minute speech of Macron, Polyfonse, in French. Of course, I'd have to listen to it about another six times to get all of it. And then I listened to the Indian News Network cover the catastrophe for the world that almost happened as their military.
The nuke plant, yep. Mm-hmm.
Next to it. But Chernobyl's taken and this one's taken. This one, can you tell me, Denise, this was on the west side of the Dnieper, was it not?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
And then secondly, yes. Have you heard anything about there's any bombing in Lviv?
Not yet.
I did, and I didn't know whether to confirm it. Macron's speech was phenomenal. A political real for France, a complete reverse turn, everything. It was quite interesting. And things he's had in his back pocket that he's talked a little about all the time. You know, just they really want their independence now. I think NATO's got a problem.
All right.
I think this war will be going on when Trump is running for election again.
All right, let's talk about it because there's a lot of things going on, and I want to thank you for your call. Okay, Denise, what do you think?
I know that Macron had spoken to Putin by telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a little shook up. But I also think, too, that Macron wants to be essentially the leader of the European Union,
yep,
or the lead country,
yep,
versus Germany. And I don't necessarily disagree with that posture because it's kind of like the worst of two worlds, but Germany's clearly worse. But I will say this, too, that, you know, say what you want about France, but the French military generally steps up, mm-hmm, and they do the right thing, and they're actually some very good fighters, to be honest with you.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Very good pilots, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have to see if I can't go review what Macron had to say. I did not hear it yesterday, so I can't really comment on it.
Now, let me ask you a question about the planes that apparently hit that convoy. That was two planes. Is that correct?
I do not know. There was somebody that was gave some information to Military Times. I did not hear from any other source, but Military Times generally is pretty good.
I saw it.
They're a little on the liberal side, but nonetheless, that has been reported. They had used it almost really kind of as target practice because of that convoy hasn't moved.
Sure.
But, so I haven't seen it from any other reports yet, but I'm just putting it out there.
No, and I have got Military Times open right now, and there is a little short section in there about it, but nothing elaborating any more than what we've heard, just a basic reference to what took place. So I guess we'll have to wait and find out. But the person running Military Times right now is Howard, what the heck's his name? I forgot his last name. He used to be in Tampa.
Yeah, he used to be here. Yeah.
Yeah, with the Tampa Times, and he took over the Military Times.
Right.
So when you talk about liberal, yep, he was liberal. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue to move on here because obviously we have some big changes coming. Now, the NFL yesterday kind of jumped the shark and said, that's it, we're done, no more COVID restrictions, we're going to stop and we're going to get rid of it and go back to normal. And this happened right after the White House made their decision after the Senate voted to get rid of the national emergency, and Biden says he's going to veto it. Is that right?
I did not hear Biden say that, although it would not surprise me because they came out with that huge package, COVID package yesterday, or day before yesterday, I guess it was, with a big, assigning Jeffrey Zients to be the COVID czar.
Yeah.
I guess we're finished with Fauci. You haven't seen much of him lately.
I hope he's done.
Yeah, we all do. But it looks like pretty much everybody else is canceling the pandemic. And I don't believe that the NFL jumped the shark. They did the right thing.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon here on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for 85 years and is currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you a price quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can also cover a motorcycle, ATV, boat, maybe you've got an RV. But get this, this is where you save the money. When you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance, you will save a bunch of money. It's that simple. You'll save a bunch of money. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check it out and save some money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, were we able to find out anything in addition about the nuclear plant or the other thing?
All we know is it hit the administrative building, and that fire is out. And there are several reports, confirmed reports, that Russian forces are actually in control of that facility.
Yeah, because I got two of them, so and both of them I would trust. So there you go. All good. All right. We'll go with that. It's an unfortunate circumstance, but it is what it is, unfortunately. Now, the Russian military also said it had control of Kherson, And local Ukrainian officials confirmed that forces had indeed taken over the local government headquarters in the Black Sea port of some 280,000, making it, of course, the first major city to fall. Now, right after that, we understood that there was engagement going on in Odessa, and they were going at it pretty hot and heavy there. I'm not sure that they're still doing that, but what do you think? Are they going for Odessa next?
I haven't heard that there's any kind of on-the-ground conflict in Odessa. I do know that there are some Russian destroyers, if you will. I don't know what kind of ships there are.
With Marines on board.
Yes, and they expect to Odessa to possibly fall. That will be bad. Mm-hmm. Odessa is the crown jewel.
Yep. Okay, we have another caller. I'm going to go over there real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Real quick, you guys were just talking about that convoy allegedly getting lit up by, call for fire and close air support.
Well, it was two jets, we were told. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So his situation on that, and this is my opinion now. I'm not trying to be confrontational or anything that serious. Where's the gun cam footage? Okay. There's a lot of this stuff coming out. Reportedly, if I'm not mistaken, the military Times article said a general was interviewed, and all these generic terms and stuff. If this is really going down, I think the people, particularly in today's world, needs to know and see what's going on. They need to see these gun cams or FLIR cams or cell phone video with a date time group that's within the past 5 or 6 years. Okay, now transition this to the nuclear power plant that had its administrative building come under attack. What were the headlines? Oh, cats and dogs living together. They're shelling a nuclear power plant.
So what's that?
That's me. I was looking at a video. Sorry, Eric. I was looking at a video about that convoy.
This is live radio. This is real world. Mm-hmm. But the situation is this. These types of stories are everywhere. And a lot of these sources, I mean, you know, even famous people, you know, Tim Kennedy, MMA, and all that sort of stuff.
I'm with you. I'm just saying that, this is what the officials had told Military Times. There is media all over the place. And they're not only in Poland, they're in Lviv, there's media everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the citizen media, especially because what's coming out of Russia, I mean, what happened in Russia yesterday was they really shut down social media, Russia mm-hmm. did, and then they started publishing, like, kind of these quasi-documentary TV commercials about how the United States is the bad guy, and we started this, and that Ukraine is full of Nazis.
Yeah, that's right.
Lima Charlie, and that's I'm tracking it, loud and clear, the propaganda on both sides, and that's all to achieve a hearts and mind conversion,
sure.
If you will.
All right, cut to the chase because I got two more callers.
Yeah, Roger that. I think people really should. And this is I'm not directing this at anyone specifically. We all need to be careful about the sourcing of info because everybody said it. The first casualty in warfare is truth.
Yep.
So, we're definitely dealing with gray warfare right now. And I appreciate you guys letting me vent and voice my opinion.
All right.
Thanks, and have a good morning.
Thank you. Okay, that's Eric in East Tennessee. All right, now I'm going to go right to the next caller real quick. Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, what's going on?
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. Perhaps you'll be able to understand what I got to say tonight because I'm not so excited and able to speak clearly. But is it true that Zelensky had his political opponents imprisoned? And for what reason would that have been? Thank you. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Denise.
Had his political opponents in prison? I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one.
Mel, I have that on a post-it note, and I haven't been disciplined enough to go. I put it on a post-it note actually a week ago, and I haven't been disciplined enough to go look it up. But there is some chatter that there's some accuracy in that statement. But I, on the heels of Eric's call in, I want to be very careful. Now, you do have some pretty funky people that are in Ukraine. We've all come to learn that going back all the way to the impeachment of Trump.
Hunter Biden, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the Biden family certainly found the creepiest.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be some truth to that, Mel, but I can't confirm. So my bad that I haven't looked it up yet.
Well, I've done a little snooping, and I can find out that there are people, political people, that are in prison, but it wasn't because of Zelensky. It's because of the guy before him that he replaced, who, by the way, is probably going to be the new president. If Zelensky goes, Putin's going to appoint that guy.
Oh, Lushenko?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Poroshenko, Lushenko?
Something like that, yep, something like that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's coming.
Yep, that's what we're hearing now. And that was the guy that Zelensky beat in the last election.
Right.
Okay, well, to be continued. We'll have to do a little bit more research, and maybe we can answer that for you, Mel. Now, keeping it on the Ukraine subject, Ukraine's President Zelensky has challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin to a sit-down talk. Now, they have agreed, in principle anyway, for two zones, buffer zones, or whatever you want to call them.
That happened as a result of the second round of talks yesterday?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That they would, you know, have some kind of a human rights blah, blah, blah pathway or channel,
right,
things to go back. Well, I mean, that all sounds good in theory. I'm not trusting it. And the reason I'm not trusting it, I mean, I hope it's true. I want it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm not trusting it is when those things happen, then the good guys kind of bury themselves in with the, you know, the refugees, and some bad things start falling. So, you know, I don't, just watch that one carefully. You know, like, I mean, they want to use it for Red Cross and medicines and human food and all that. And that's good. If it happens the way it's talked about, great. But things like this,
well,
it sounds like the safe zones that we had in Syria. There wasn't anything safe about Syria.
They're calling them humanitarian corridors.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm serious. That's what they're calling them, but we'll see. And, of course, it's supposed to be for getting medical supplies back and forth and maybe allowing people to come out that want to come out. But I don't know. I'm a little leery of that myself.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing, but they can be exploited for bad reasons.
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, here comes the music. We'll let you go. Have yourself a good day, and we'll talk to you on a weekend edition.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see what she has to offer, founderscode.com. And I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our military and veterans edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows the renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. Russia military operations are ongoing in Ukraine, with those forces specifically targeting major Ukrainian cities. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says gaining control of those cities is a vital part of Russia's plan.
What we see, Neil, here is an attempt on multiple lines of access by the Russians to seize major population centers. Obviously, Kyiv, the capital city, being the main one that they're after. But they're going after these population centers so that they can, again, assume more control.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months, you can learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a job that you'll never regret getting because you write your own meal ticket over there and you can work anywhere in the world that there's a job opening for that position. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. So you have one right there. The second one is down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, just across the pond from me in Tampa Bay. I'm over here on this side in Tampa. They're over there on the other side in Clearwater. So pick the campus you want to go visit. Call them up. I'm going to give you the number and ask to take the tour. Now, the phone number to call would be 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them which campus you want to go visit. And here's what you'll be able to do. You'll be able to talk to some students, get a view from the students about what they think is going on. You'll also be able to talk to an instructor or two, find out what they have to say, and you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans and the financing. Now, obviously, veterans, if you have your benefits and you haven't used them yet, and you're just coming out of the service, you'll get a fast track on this because they'll show you what needs to be done and dot the I's, cross the T's, and you'll have your money faster than you can order a steak from Western Sizzlin'. How's that? But civilians, of course, you have to go through the student loan program, which is a little bit lengthier, but it is what it is. But nonetheless, they have both of those to help both of those individuals, whether you're a veteran or whether or not you are a student just getting out of, maybe you're getting out of high school or you're getting out of college or whatever and you're not sure what you want to do. That's something that definitely should trip your trigger, because if you're mechanically inclined at all, if you've been able to work on a car, a lawnmower, a model airplane, a train set, an erector set, and you have a knack for being able to read schematics and put together whatever it is you got, then you're a prime candidate for this job. NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu, and the phone number again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and set up that tour. Well, folks, last night, in case you haven't heard, they were shooting at each other at a nuclear facility in the Ukraine. And a few artillery rounds were fired and damaged an administration building. Now, they're just lucky that when you fire artillery, mortars or otherwise, that they didn't hit the cooling tower or any of the nuclear equipment that was there, because you could have had a catastrophe of immense proportions. You could have had a catastrophe. Thank God they didn't. But still, the mere fact that this happened is really bad news. Now let's think about something else here for a second. It's now widely reported that the Russians are actually in charge and in control of that nuclear facility, which is the largest one in Europe. Now, the power that it puts out 25% of the power for Ukraine. It has six different reactors. Six. Three are in operation. Three are not. That's the way it works with the nuclear plants. And we'll see what happens. Because Russia may shut the power off to try to expedite things. Would not surprise me in the least. So we'll see where we go with all of this. Now, in addition, the Russian Navy has sailed four of their guided missile destroyers and one perhaps cruiser, is my understanding, over off the coast of Odessa. They have Marines on board, and it looks like as if they are going to put forth some sort of invasion force, which could come from the ships via the water, or could be flown in by helicopter or whatever. We'll see. We'll see what they want to do and how they're going to do it. But they definitely are going to try to tighten the vise by going after Odessa, which will give the Russians just about total control of the waterways, the Black Sea, the ports, so nothing will be able to come in or go out without the Russians unblocking a port. I'm going to guess they're going to block the port on both sides. That's going to be my guess. We'll see. Now, the destroyer, Rolf Johnson, over in the Taiwan Straits of China, made what the Chinese call a provocative move the other day when it sailed through the Taiwan Strait. Now, there's nothing provocative about going through that strait. I realize China claims it to be part of their territory, except for one little small area where you got to really be on your best behavior when you're steering the ships around through there so that you don't wander off into their water because you might wind up getting towed or captured or shot at or all of the above. But we'll see. And oh, by the way, did you hear about the captured Russian troops captured or surrendered to the Ukrainians that were filmed by the Ukrainians calling home to tell the people on their home end that they were okay, not to worry? Now, that raises a lot of questions about the Geneva Convention. And I'm sure someone's going to pursue that. How? I don't know. But one of the things you're not supposed to get is a personal phone call when you get captured or when you surrender. It's kind of like being a prisoner in a big-time prison. You lose all of your rights, except for three hots and a cot, and that's it, under the Geneva Conventions. Now, the article that they were referring to here, by the way, is Article 13 of the Geneva Conventions, which the Russians had said the Ukrainians had violated, calling for the protection of prisoners of war against acts of violence or intimidation or against insults and public curiosity, and obviously giving them a telephone to call home might have brought that all on. But it's not for me to decide, that's for them. And we will be right back with our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, because Chris likes fancy large cars, I'm going to tell you about the Moss Acura RDX, because they've got one heck of a brand new model that they have turned around and totally redesigned. Now, the MDX and the RDX, both of them, have been totally redesigned, as the body now is more rigid. It has a wishbone suspension on it, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. And it gives some amazing creature comforts back to the driver, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and the heated seats when you need to have them. And boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, don't forget, you can check them out by going to North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. You'll see Moss Acura. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's only 30 minutes north of St. Pete, and about 20 minutes out of downtown Tampa. Check them out today, Moss Acura. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Well, we came close, but no cigar, and to that I could just go, phew. But they had a raging gun battle with either artillery fire or mortar fire inside a nuclear plant, the largest nuclear plant in Europe, if you will. And the Russians now control that nuclear facility, and they control about 25% of the power that's produced there for the Ukrainians.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching with this unfold. I think most of the plant was offline at the time, and from the news that I'm getting now, post Chernobyl, a lot of these places were really fortified on top of that. So, even though there's a fire there, from what I'm in right now, there really wasn't, an extreme danger. But you don't go messing around with stuff like that. You don't start juggling nitroglycerin.
No, I know. And having been in a fire department that had the responsibility of three nuclear plants, we had all kinds of special training for that. And I spent 10 years in that sort of circumstance. And I'll tell you what, I don't envy the firefighters that are there now. You've got to be so careful.
Oh, absolutely. And again, this is a whole nother level of trying to maintain. I mean, it's that stuff you can just put out with some some water. So it's something that, it obviously kind of shaken the world to some degree, and curious to see what the overall reaction is going to be, all across the world today in regards to, Russia and Putin. I don't know if they're going to, we're going to continue to see more sanctions. We're going to continue to see, more of a push. I know that the guy must be breaking down to some degree because of all of the people inside of Russia that are, giving information to the Ukrainians, the various different assassination plots that have been thwarted because of Russians on the inside. I did hear that a major Russian general was shot and killed. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. He was hit by a sniper. Mm-hmm.
So again, they're definitely taking some hits over there. There's no doubt.
And I will also tell you that there is an oligarch, a Russian oligarch, who doesn't live in Russia anymore, but he's put up a $1 billion bounty for the person that takes Putin out.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's going to be further crackdowns. Even London, which is a big, big money laundering place, if you will, it is. Whether you believe it or not, they launder a ton of money through London, and Russians they own billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of real estate there. And I was actually reading about it. William the Conqueror over, about 1,000 years ago had this book where they basically chronicled everybody's land and who owned it and where it was. And they may go through and do that again. They want to push to hasten this, and they could be taking away billions of dollars worth of property from all of these oligarchs.
Now, we had an interesting conversation in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Nancy Pelosi saying one thing about oil. Obviously, Biden saying another thing about oil. But West Texas crude starts out the morning at 107.67, down $2.93 a barrel from the day before. Brent crude starts at a 110.46, down $2.47 from the day before. And the futures on oil went from 127 to 123, where it starts today. However, the price of gasoline, $3.28 a gallon without all the local taxes and state taxes in it at the refinery, less delivery, and diesel is $3.50 a gallon. So we're still going to see some extremely high gasoline prices, which I don't predict are going to go down anytime soon.
No, I don't either. I think one of the reasons why you're seeing a bit of a dip is there's word out that there might be some deal with Iran. In regards to oil and other,
yeah.
I read.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Mm-hmm. More oil, yep. Out into the marketplace. Yep. Completely cutting Russia off as far as oil is concerned. I really do think you probably see, the prices go, you're talking $150 a barrel, if not more. And, tell your listeners, you better be prepared for $5 gasoline. Mm-hmm. Just be prepared. Don't be shocked when it happens.
Right. And remember in November.
We'll see. No, I yeah, what would people do? I don't know. I mean,
what will they do? I know what I was paying when they had the election back in 2020, when they had the election in the fall, and it was $1.87 a gallon right here in my backyard.
I agree. I mean, you're not getting an argument from me, but you know, people seem to kind of, you know, basically put down stakes when it comes to their political beliefs, and you know, hopefully people are waking up to some degree, you know, to see what's going on. And
your wallet will do that to you.
Well, we basically screwed ourselves.
Yep, you know, we did. Yep. But I didn't, because I didn't vote for the guy, but I'm paying for it now because everybody else that did is costing all of us a whole bunch of money. Now, listen, Americans should reduce their consumption of oil and gas, according to Joe Biden, in order to keep prices down. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi said the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard a politician say yesterday. She talked about rolling back the taxes and how that wouldn't necessarily, rolling back the federal tax, and how that wouldn't necessarily help out the price of gasoline, because the oil companies would just keep the price of gasoline high. Even though they raised they lowered the taxes, they would make up the difference by raising the price. She doesn't get it. She doesn't get it.
No, she gets it. She's just lying. She, you know, the reality, she's just lying. She's just, you know, not telling the truth. She's not stupid. She knows that that's not true. You know, I listen to politicians sometimes say things, and I said, you know, it's either one or the other. Either you're an absolute idiot, or you're just lying. And in this case, she knows, and she's just lying.
Okay, because when she said that, it was really, really interesting that someone that's supposed to be so intelligent would stand there and elaborate on that for about 5 minutes.
Oh, it's just, it's patently absurd. It's stupid. And, you know, she knows it. But again, you know, her, who she's feeding this information to, that you know, that just don't have any sort of ability to be a critical thinker, they'll listen like, oh, yeah, this is what Nancy said. Then it's pretty sad. You know, that's the problem with our country. Is that we educate kids to be, you know, just, you know, follow the authority, listen up there, and not use your own mind and be a bit of a critical thinker.
Now, we have another interesting story that's developing around the seaports with the Russian vessels. A tanker yesterday loaded with Russian origin natural gas had to be diverted after dock workers from the United Kingdom said that they would not unload it. They did not want to touch the cargo of the Russian vessel. So the Russian vessel had to go from the United Kingdom down to Spain to unload.
I mean, again, you're gonna see these little, you know, hits and bits and whatnot here and there, and these little stories here. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a story. You know, you'll probably hear from time to time, doesn't really affect things much. Because again, you know, Europe continues to buy, you know, Russian natural gas, and tankers.
All right, my friend, I'm going to let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and try to stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, and I'll be right back. Frank Silvato coming up on deck. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.